news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Supreme Court's term officially comes to a close on Thursday with the court handing down its final three decisions. The two most anticipated cases both deal with Donald Trump's financial records, including his tax returns. We'll update this report as soon as the decisions are announced. On Wednesday, the court handed down two opinions, ruling 7-2 to uphold a Trump administration rule that lets employers opt out of providing no-cost birth control on moral or religious objections. The Affordable Care Act mandated employers and insurers must provide contraceptives as part of their coverage, but exempted houses of worship. The Trump administration broadened the exception to cover all employers with religious or moral objections. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented from the ruling, Ginsburg noting that 70 to 126,000 women would lose free access to birth control because of this ruling. The court also threw out two job bias lawsuits brought by teachers against their employers, reaffirming that religious institutions and schools have a First Amendment right to select their employees. These two rulings are a win for conservatives who argue for what they see as religious freedom. Moving on to COVID news, Donald Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa in late June that drew 6,200 participants and large protests likely contributed to a dramatic surge in new coronavirus cases. That from Tulsa City County Health Department Director Dr. Bruce Dart, who said Tulsa County reported 261 confirmed new cases on Monday, a one-day record high, and another 206 cases on Tuesday. By comparison, during the week before the rally, there were 76 cases on Monday and 96 on Tuesday. Although the health department's policy is not to publicly identify individual settings where people may have contracted the virus, Dart said those large gatherings more than likely contributed to the spike. So let's recap Donald Trump's coronavirus response track record. He said coronavirus infections would be minimal in the United States. The pathogen would disappear. Masks should not be required. Hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for the virus would be a game changer. An effective vaccine will be ready this year. Oh, and this one, COVID-19 infections are harmless in 99% of cases. Right. So this week, the Centers for Disease Control issued guidelines for reopening schools. And Donald Trump slammed it, tweeting, "I disagree with the CDC on their very tough and expensive guidelines for opening schools. While they want them open, they are asking schools to do very impractical things. I will be meeting with them," followed by 3 exclamation points. Really? A guy with that track record is telling us when it's safe to send our kids back to school and is overruling the Centers for Disease Control recommendations? I don't think so. Oh, Mike Pence actually said the quiet part out loud on Wednesday.
"We don't want the guidance from CDC to be a reason why schools don't open."
Well, we know where their priorities lie. And where are we under Trump's leadership? The total number of coronavirus cases in the United States passed 3 million on Wednesday, as officials confirmed a record 60,000 plus new cases over the previous 24 hours. And the national death toll, well, that's now above 132,000. States in the South and West continue to report spiking new infections. California and Texas both reported more than 10,000 new cases on Wednesday alone. U.S. deaths, which had been trending downward, rose by more than 900 for the second straight day, the highest level since early June. Hospitalizations also have increased in states where infections jumped, including Florida, where 56 intensive care units this week reached capacity, and Arizona, where ICUs are rapidly filling up too. Infections have risen in 42 of the 50 states over the past 2 weeks. And in other sickening news, new transcripts from body camera footage filed in court show that George Floyd told Minneapolis police officers that he couldn't breathe at least 27 times before passing out and dying. Video footage of police pinning Floyd to the ground in a knee chokehold, ultimately killing the 46-year-old black man, sparked outrage and weeks of nationwide protests. This story just gets uglier by the day. And finally, remember Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who testified about Trump's Ukraine dealings during the impeachment trial? You know, the one who said regarding the United States, here, right matters?
Dad, my sitting here today in the U.S. Capitol talking to our elected officials is proof that you made the right decision 40 years ago to leave the Soviet Union and come here to the United States of America in search of a better life for our family. Do not worry, I'll be fine for telling the truth.
And why do you have confidence that you can do that and tell your dad not to worry?
Congressman, because this is America. This is the country I've served and defended, that all of my brothers have served, and here, right matters.
Thank you, sir. Yield back.
Yeah, that? Well, apparently not when Donald Trump is in the White House. Vindman's attorney announced on Wednesday that after 21 years in the Army, Alexander Vindman was retiring. He decided to leave due to a, quote, campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation, spearheaded by the president over Vindman's testimony last year. Vindman believed the backlash would limit his career options in the military. CNN's Jim Sciutto explains.
He was told that he would need, by senior military officials, a, quote, unquote, rehabilitative assignment after what would have been his next posting at the Army War College to kind of make up for his testimony, to resurrect his career. One senior officer joked to him that he would need to man a radar station in Alaska. But more seriously, he was told that he would no longer be deployable in his area of expertise, which is Eurasia, which of course encompasses Ukraine, the former Soviet Union, Russia, that part of Europe, which was his expertise. In fact, that was the position that he had in the White House as an expert on Ukraine, which of course led to his involvement in the impeachment inquiry.
The president fired Vindman as the National Security Council's top Ukraine expert in February and pushed out his twin brother, an NSC lawyer, too. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and other Pentagon leaders have said Vindman faced no politically motivated fallout from his testimony. Yeah, right. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.